Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is April 27th, 2022, 7 p.m. This is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, and I'm going to call the meeting to order. We're going to have Pledge of Allegiance and roll call and invocation. We'll all stand. Kristen, will you do the pledge? Megan, will you do the pledge?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, bless everyone who has come tonight to this town board meeting. Bless all the town board members as they deliberate over the things being said tonight. Take care of everyone here on their trip home, as there's been a lot of construction around and we need to heed safety. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. My name is Lois Hall. I'm chairperson.
Megan Porter, vice chair.
Kristen Pearson, board member.
Shannon Munn, board member.
Brian Rose, board member.
Okay, at this time we have public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote can be taken on this agenda item at this time. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this time that cannot stay? Okay, at this time I'm going to ask for approval of the minutes from our April 13th, 2022 meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, and I'm asking for an approval of the agenda for April 22nd, 22, to hold, combine, or delete any items.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for April 27th, 2022, as written.
All in favor?
Aye.
There are no informational items. We're going to move on to planning and zoning. We have SC22-0134, County of Clark Aviation, for a street name change to name Cooper Street as one continuous alignment from Lee Avenue to Willow Avenue, east of Anderson Street, generally located on the north side of Lee Avenue and the south side of Willow Avenue within Moapa Valley. Then SC22-0135, also Clark County Aviation, street name change to change a segment of Cooper Street to Airport Road between Lee Avenue and Anita Avenue, generally located on the south side of Anita Avenue and the north side of Lee Avenue within Moapa Valley. And SC22-0136, County of Clark Aviation, street name change to change the name of Anita Avenue to Ramos Ranch Road between Cooper Street and Deer Street, generally located on the south side of Cooper Street and the west side of Deer Street within Moapa Valley. Is there anyone here to speak on this behalf?
My name is Raul Valdez, and I'm with the Clark County Department of Aviation. And here with me today is my colleague, Timothy Piparo. He's with the Clark County Department of Public Works. Last name is spelled V-A-L-D-E-Z for the record. And today, I want to give you a presentation regarding the name change that's being proposed. It's an update from a presentation we presented to the board about 2 years ago on the project. And if you could direct your attention to the screen, there's also handouts in front of you. But this is a project 2473-1 for the Department of Aviation, Perkins Field Airport Road relocation. And the agenda that we'll be covering is the purpose for the project, just as a reminder for the folks on the board. We'll look at the existing airport alignment, the proposed alignment, the description of what we're proposing to do, typical sections of the roadway, and cover some project benefits. And we'll go into a little bit of detail on the specifics of why the name change is being requested. And then I'll give you an update on the timeline. So the purpose is, the Clark County Department of Aviation is planning some improvements at Overton Perkins Field Airport to rehabilitate the runways and the taxiways. And they're intended to improve the safety of the airport where the pavement is deteriorating a little bit. And so the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has determined that the existing road alignment is too close. And so they're asking us to move it further away and relocate it outside the taxi object free area. So the existing road, as you guys are aware, is highlighted in yellow on this slide. It parallels the taxiway Alpha along the airport western boundary. And so the project proposes to push it further west. You can see the yellow alignment here, that the new alignment where it's going to meet the criteria of the FAA that they're requiring. And so the new airport road will be located outside the airport property's footprint. And by the time it's completed, it'll be owned and operated by Clark County Department of Public Works, and it'll be maintained by that department as well. We're not having to acquire any private right-of-way for the roadway construction. And approximately the portions of the following roads are to be paved. Blue Street is about 3/8 of a mile. Anthony Avenue is about 1/8 of a mile. Anderson Street is about 1/8 of a mile. Cottonwood Avenue is another 1/8 of a mile. Cooper Street is 1/4 of a mile. And then Anita Road, which we're proposing to rename to Ramos Ranch Road, is 1/16 of a mile. And some of the project benefits that we've identified is there'll be investment in economic development in the town of Moapa. It'll be construction jobs for the roadway and then eventually for the airport rehabilitation project that'll be in the future. We will be constructing some airport improvements for drainage to reduce flooding and preventing erosion. And then we'll have, after we reconstruct the airport, we'll have increased use of the airfield by flying clubs and skydiving companies that operate out of that facility right now. And we'll be working with Moapa Valley Water District to relocate some water lines that are currently traversing the airport property, put them inside the roads where they're easily accessible for maintenance and repairs if they ever break. So, and then these water lines feed the residents around this area. And so getting to the street name change application, as you can see, this yellow highlighted section, there's a little bit of confusion in the mapping right now, in the county mapping and the GIS database and even the street names. Right now, this is called Cooper Street. But in reality, Cooper Street's off to the west. And then to make matters even more confusing, there's properties that are addressed off of Airport Road right now. So what we're proposing to do is officially name this Airport Road instead of being documented as Cooper Street as it is right now. And then there's existing signage that calls it Mona Mesa, but that's really not the case. Mona Mesa is off to the east. And so this application it proposes to name this segment Airport Road. And no addresses would change because of this name change. And so going back to this slide here, Cooper Street, right now, you can see on the map that this is called Cooper Street. The second application is to rename this segment Cooper Street because it truly goes north and connects to Cooper Street. So on the next slide here, you'll see Cooper Street here. We would continue the Cooper Street name through the new road alignment right here in yellow. And this street name, which I believe is Willow, can't see the far, that would change to Cooper Street. And these three parcels right here are already addressed to Cooper Street, so this change would not trigger any address changes either. It would just make it one contiguous street name for ease of direction finding and then address finding for anybody searching nearby addresses. And this also corresponds with naming this segment Cooper Street to make it a continuous segment here. So these two slides correspond to that same application for Cooper Street name change. And then the third one here, there's a little bit of piece of Anita. The road known as Ramos Ranchos Road going east-west, there's a little segment called Anita. And so it's a little bit confusing because it's Ramos Ranch, and then it turns into Anita, and then Ramos Ranch, and then Moment Mesa. So during the research we did, we figured out that nobody's addressed off Anita Avenue. And so if we just made this one contiguous Ramos Ranchos Road, it would be less confusing. It would streamline the street name signs. And again, no addresses would be changed because nobody's addressed off Anita. Everybody keeps their same address, inclusive of the airport, and so it just cleans up the roadway signage in the area, makes it less confusing. A little bit about the project schedule. Like I said, we presented to this board about 2 years ago, and we had targeted to complete by August of 2022. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of a delay. We had to coordinate with the FAA and the State Historic Preservation Office. So that set us back a little bit. So the new schedule is shown here below. We opened bids in April 2022. We anticipate giving the contractor notice to proceed July 2022. Construction started in August of 2022, and then a completion date of June 2023. And the existing airport road will remain operational throughout this entire duration, and access to all properties and driveways and private property will be kept as a condition that the contractor has to meet during construction. That's the end of my presentation, and I open it up to the board for any questions.
Okay, at this time I'm actually going to open it up to the public and see if anybody has any comments or questions. If you do, please step up to the podium, or if somebody could hand Jim a mic, that might help. Got it? Okay.
Jim Riley, 1625 North Anderson Street. Two things I have in mind. Is anybody determined what the speed limit on this new road is going to be?
25 miles an hour.
So we're going to go from 35 down to 25 through this area?
Yes, sir.
Has anybody done an impact study as to the impact of the value of the properties that are going to be set against that fence? Instead of free access, I'm going to have a fence in front of my house.
You'll have the way that the fence is being set is maintains access to all properties abutting the new road, so you won't be cut off from your driveways or anything.
So that won't affect my property value at all. And there's been no determinations to what any of us along that section are going to have.
Not to my knowledge. I can go back and ask my department, but I'd be happy to get your name and contact information.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Question?
Sure.
Jason Rebush at 175 Lee Avenue. And it's a tiny little picture. So from what I looked at before, proposed roads, it seems like it used to be going to connect Cooper, but now you have us doing this crazy job. What is the reason for the change and not connecting Cooper?
That was in conversation with Public Works, and I believe there was feedback from the Metropolitan Police Department at the planning stage. That was the recommended route that was know, that was identified and selected by the various departments involved. So I know there was discussion before on whether to go this way or that way, but...
Well, it doesn't make any logical sense to do this, right? So there's got to be a better reason than somebody decided. That's my question for Brandon. Dig a little deeper. Instead of doing all this, I'm just going straight through.
Yeah, we can take your contact information and we'll get back to you. But there was discussion at the very beginning between, you know, the aviation and public works. And like I said, I believe Metropolitan Police Department also weighed in on the suggested configuration, and that was the one that was selected.
Okay. Because everybody's just going to drive there anyways, on the gravel. It doesn't make any sense to pave this when that's going to be making all the dust for it. Just a thought.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I don't live right there. My name's Chandler Whipple. I'm curious, will there be like stop signs at all of these, or how does that work?
There'll be stop signs at the intersections, and then there'll be safety markers around the curves, around the turns. You know, the speed limit is reduced down from 25 down to 15 for safety, but everything's been marked in accordance with the public works standards for roads, for highway roads.
Okay. So it's going to make this into like a huge pain to travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I was just curious. So, thank you.
Brent Canfield. If I submitted a schedule like that to my boss, I work in a private sector, I'd be laughed out of the meeting. It's going to take 11 months to do that.
Anyone else? Okay, at this time I'm opening it up to the board. Are there any questions?
I got a couple more comments and just clarification questions. So we said that it's going to bid April 2022, and I know it's already been approved. Has it actually physically gone to bid yet?
It has.
Okay. So those should be back pretty soon. And then, I can't remember what else I was going to ask. I was asking else, but that's okay. I don't have necessarily an issue with the name change. I think, there's concern in the community of as far as ease of travel and stuff like that, but unfortunately, that's kind of already been set, so that's the path gone forward. It's already gone through engineering, and it's already kind of been through the approval process, if I understand it right. Well,
yeah.
So that part's, I mean, we're what is really on the table right now is whether we change the name to the roads. The other question I did have to ask, I don't remember it, and it comes to our friend Mr. Davis back in the back room. So I heard that we're moving some water lines and stuff like that. Is the county going partnerships with the water district to help cover costs of their required movement, or how is that working?
Are you asking the question to me or?
For you.
Yeah.
Do you know?
So the Moapa Valley Water District is self-relocating some of the water line from outside of the airport into the road. So.
I can't hear what you're saying. Please speak in the microphone.
Moapa Valley Water District is self-relocating the lines from the airport property into the road. So it would be Moapa Valley doing the relocations.
Okay. And they're paying for everything, or is the county doing a partnership with them on that? I know that there's another area that the county's offers a partnership to help us in the cost.
I believe the Moapa Valley Water District is covering the relocation.
Okay. Perfect. Other than that, if nobody else has anything, I'll make a motion.
Are there any other comments?
I make a motion that we approve all three road name changes as noted in our agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, now we have WS22-0160, Rod and Mickey Briggs, looking for a waiver of development standards to waive requirements for paving Willow Avenue in conjunction with a minor subdivision map to subdivide an existing parcel on 10 acres in an RU, rural open land zone, within the Moapa Valley Design Overlay District. This is generally located on the south side of Willow Avenue, 1,040 feet east of Swamp Avenue within Moapa Valley. Yep, sure can.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Mickey Briggs.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Mickey Briggs, 1200 West Cottonwood Avenue in Overton, Nevada. M-I-C-K-I. Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S.
Okay.
Samantha Empey, E-M-P-E-Y, and I am currently renting from them. This is my mother at 1200 West Cottonwood Avenue. The county, as a stipulation of us wanting to subdivide, they own 10 acres on Cottonwood, and we are subdividing from 10 acres to a 3-acre parcel and a 7-acre parcel in the rear, and it's going to be a flag lot. So there's an access road from Cottonwood.
The lot starts, this is Willow, which is not paved, it's a, what is it, what kind of road is it?
Well, it's actually used a lot by the irrigation company.
Yeah. That's right, so down by the railroad tracks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, the county is asking us to pave Willow, which will not even be used as an access to our property, and it's not even going to be used as access to any other parcel on that stretch of road that they want us to pave. They want us to pave from Swamp Avenue all the way till the end of our parcel. And, I mean, obviously that's going to cost a lot, so we don't have the funds to do that. And so in our justification letter, these are the bullet points we put. Willow Avenue in its entirety from Swamp Drive to Moapa Valley Boulevard has no asphalt paving and is a clay, dirt, uneven road that is not developed for public use. Paving would serve no purpose as there are no addresses on Willow Avenue that would benefit from a paved road, and it will not be used as access to the north parcel of the proposed project. As can be seen in the plans for subdivision already submitted, a flag lot is being requested for the north end of the property with access on the west side for the proposed purpose of using Cottonwood Avenue as the sole access to the north end parcel. The reason for the flag lot design is to have access from Cottonwood Avenue, which already has a maintained gravel road on the west side that can accommodate emergency vehicles. And the last one is the cost of paving Willow Avenue from the nearest paved road, Swamp Drive, would be excessive, and we'd not be able to come up with the funds that kind of project would require. So that's all.
Okay, thank you. Are there any comments from the public?
My name is Whitney Donahue. I live at 1235 West Cottonwood, right across the street. We wholly support this waiver.
Thank you.
Thank
you so
much. My name is Victoria Costin. I live at 1235 West Cottonwood, across the street. My comment, besides supporting this waiver, is that Willow is basically an alley, and all the way down Willow are several irrigation turn-on valves that are in the middle of the street anyway. So it really doesn't make any sense to pay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I'm Deborah Dean, 1473 Victory Joy, just to the east of their parcel. Another requirement, improvement requirements for minor subdivisions is also sidewalk curb gutter and paving.
Yeah,
so why didn't you ask for the sidewalk curb and gutter and street
lights?
I'm not
sure they didn't add that into our...
Just the paving?
Yeah, just the paving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other comments from the public? Okay, I'm going to open it up to the board.
My only concern with it would be just making sure we maintain access for irrigation district, and so I think we need to make sure that that's noted, that they have to maintain access for the irrigation district to be able to do their job and to serve the community as well.
Yeah, as it sits right now, there's no irrigation. Are there any irrigation spots right behind our property or anything like that? So they're all to the west side of it, and there's going to be a fence along the back side. There's not going to be any access back there to our property at all.
So they would still be able to get in there and do their
job. Yeah, they would come from Swamp like
that. That's already kind of an issue with things getting plugged up over there anyways.
Yeah.
Irrigation did, so I just want to make sure that access remains open.
Yes, so. For sure.
that's the biggest reason to, I see, to grant the waiver, the irrigation.
It's, yeah, we're good friends with Scott Millington, so we would, we would never.
And you definitely know if the access road on Cottonwood's accessible for emergency vehicles with your dad and your husband.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we definitely know that. Are there any other comments? I'm going to make a motion that we waive the requirements for paving Willow Avenue in conjunction with a minor subdivision map to subdivide the existing parcel on 10 acres. Are there all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Okay, there's no general business. This time, we're going to open comments to the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote will be taken at on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step forward to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name. If any of us wish to extend the length of presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. I know we have a lot of people wanting to talk tonight.
My name is Lori Houston. I live at 515 McDonald Avenue, Overton, Nevada, H-O-U-S-T-O-N. I'm here to talk about the proposed bill that was put forward by Senator Catherine,
Catherine Mastro Cortez.
Cortez, and then Dina Titus, and also supported by Horsford. This was brought to our attention about a year ago in March by the Progress. During that time, we wrote letters from the Chamber of Commerce. I'll read these to you, copies.
And there should be one for Will also.
To Marilyn Kirkpatrick opposing this, most of this letter addresses the fact that it is about off-road access or public use. That is not my only concern. I've spent the last 8 years of my life in the real estate world. This part, and part of the bill that is proposed is very good for our valley, very good for our water company and our power company and things that are very much needed. We're specifically talking about the Milkovich part of the proposed bill that is in this week's article two in the Progress. The map is exactly the same as it was last year. I kind of did a little side-by-side. It looks, at least to my naked eye, exactly, so I'm not a professional, you know, reader or anything. But it talks about the Southern Nevada Public Lands Bill is what I'm talking about. We are very opposed to the Milkovich part of this. I don't have a big copy of the map, but what it does is it basically landlocks our valley for any future progress. It's supposed to be proposed to be a special management area. There are not mapped roads, there are not mapped trails there. No studies have been done to show what access we would have. It is a very area of great recreation to the locals. A lot of people go over to that area to kind of avoid the traffic that we've worked so hard to get on our Logandale trails, because we need this tourism. But it's kind of an area where the locals go more to off-road and enjoy this public lands that is supposed to be for everybody. As a real estate agent, again, I'm very concerned about my grandchildren having homes or having a place to live. I'm very concerned about industry, because that's an industrial area there behind the airport also, that we could grow businesses that can employ people in our valley. I think this greatly affects the economic future of us and our growth. It's not that I want to grow or be, you know, Summerlin or anything like that. That's not what we're talking about. We just need an area that we could grow if we wanted to, or that we have local control. I feel like we haven't been given a voice from our valley for this. I know that they've had meetings with the OHV committee that was put together, but there's not one person from this valley that's on that committee. And I just feel like our voice needs to be heard. We've had a senator from Utah, is why we even know about this, contact us. His assistant or somebody who works for him, I can't remember exactly what his title is, was from here. And when he saw this, he sent a email to the Chamber of Commerce saying, do you know about this? And we knew about it last year, but we thought we had dealt with it. I know that there was meeting, people came to this meeting and were opposed to it. It's in the article that was written in March of 21 on the Progress that I can get you a copy if you need that too. It's a little bit of an emergency. This vote is coming towards the Senate very soon. I'm not sure exactly the date. March or May 3rd was talked about. We learned about this just a week or so ago. So it's just something that I feel very strongly that, that part should be taken out until there's more studies done. The rest of the bill, I can't talk about. The only part I'm really concerned about is this Milkovich part, because it surrounds us all the way behind the Logandale Trails, clear to the highway. It surrounds us from the most southern part, clear to the reservoir. So we're basically landlocked at that point. And we don't know if that means people can take their side-by-sides over to Moapa anymore. We don't know what that means, because those trails are not mapped. And if they're not mapped, and the studies haven't been done, such as they're proposing for the Logandale Trails, which I think is a good thing. We all know the impact of the Logandale Trails and how much we need help there. So I'm not opposed to that, but I think this part should be considered, and we should be more involved in what happens, and it should stay open public land. Did you get a copy of the letter?
Yes, thank you.
Does everybody have a copy of the letter?
No, we need to do one more.
Here, I do have it.
Thank you.
We will be writing another letter. We're requesting that you write a letter also to the senator, and we'll get you that information and contact information to help us, because he can get this this just one part of it amended off of the bill.
Okay.
He's going to go before the committee for us and fight for us.
Okay. Did I hear there were petitions out also?
There are petitions on this also.
Okay.
Bernie is gathering them right now.
Okay.
I got one right here.
Okay. We'll give you a minute.
The revitalization committee.
Okay. Next.
Good evening. My name is Marcus Jensen. I live on the northern end of Logandale. I'd like to repeat a comment I've made in the past regarding the designation and restriction of public lands around our community and how this restricts or constrains the ability for development in the future. We've seen our farmlands get consumed by residential development because that's the only place that development really is available, because the public lands constrain us so much. And here we see another restriction applied by environmental interests to contain and restrict the development of our community to only the bottomlands of the valley. And it's unsightly, it's anti-environmental to use up valuable agricultural lands for houses. It's much better if these lands be designated for residential development rather than for some ephemeral environmental objective that very few people really understand, rather than these special interest environmental groups.
Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Hi, my name is Mary Kay Washburn. I live at 2071 Pinwell Street in Logandale. I'm president of Moapa Valley Revitalization Project, and I'm going to try not to be redundant in regard to some things that have already been shared, but I'm looking at this from a number of aspects. One is that our community suffered economically over the last 20 years with closure of Overton Beach and water continuing to recede. We finally were starting to get some traction with our tourism in just the last few years. We are got the ATV designation, so that we are getting people coming here simply because they can ride their ATVs on side streets and get from place to place. I am getting grants every year, 2 to 3 grants to promote tourism. I just signed a contract with Certified Folders to distribute our destination guides from Barstow to Laughlin, Lake Havasu, through Las Vegas, and into southern Utah, and also some money to print an additional amount of those destination guides. I have another grant that was already approved for another video. If you look at the YouTube video, Discover Moapa Valley, that was a project MBRP did. We got a grant, and we had that done locally, and it's been a very successful piece. So we're ready to launch another one this year. And so the impact to our economy by taking away access to our recreation areas is just completely in opposition to the money that the state is giving us to bring tourism into the valley. So they are just stripping us of our economic vitality, and our businesses are going to suffer. We're finally getting you know, somewhere with our new businesses and the tourism that's coming. These legislators are bending to the developers in Las Vegas. This land grab of the 2 million acres that surround our community, so it's the entire bill covers 2 million acres to trade for 30,000 acres of what they call disposal land, which is for future development for Las Vegas. Now, why are we less worthy of having our 30,000 acres or whatever our acreage is in this Melkbetch area? That land is already designated disposal land for our development. And so they're giving this to Las Vegas. Well, we're receiving immigrants from Las Vegas, immigrants coming from California and other locations, and we don't have houses here. And so, you know, this is, you know, it's an inequity, and it's strictly driven by political and financial gain for Las Vegas without any consideration for our community. And, you know, we all know that that Melkbetch is in many places in the valley. It's not just strictly in that one location that they're trying to grab. And so, you know, this really needs to be stopped. You know, we are, you know, we are going to have some severe problems with our economy and our growth and our development if we don't get support from our community, our legislators. And so I can provide some information after the meeting for you if you have any questions. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Debbie Bagley, and I also work with MVRP, and I'm not repeating any of that, but I 100% approve of everything that was just said. I would also like to talk as a resident. Las Vegas and the politicians know very well how we feel about our valley. They know how hard we've been trying to fight for this area, and yet we find out they've found a different way of doing it. And why? I'm trying to figure out why anyone would do that along the edge of a town, like pen you in right to your backyard, and make people feel like we might be in a situation where it might be illegal to step into your backyard or out your back gate. And that just seems absurd to me that somehow this has been arranged when they know just how important this is and how much tourism promotion we've been doing and why people are moving out here. I also was wondering if it's not been put on the agenda, is it not on the agenda because we didn't have time? It was that short of notice that it's not written in this agenda.
No, we did not have notice.
That is, so what happened is I was actually involved, and so I spoke with the Senator's office personally. And by the time the Senator's office called us and contacted us, the agenda had already been posted. We had to have some conversations with the district attorney's office about whether this board could hear this. Unfortunately, this board's an advisory board, so we're kind of limited on what we can do as far as sending letters out and things like that because we're advisory to the county commissioner. I think we're going to try to do something to kind of work around with it. What I will tell you is that it has not fallen on deaf ears. Our commissioner is, you know, the first thing when we started having a conversation about getting it on the agenda, Commissioner Patrick reached out to me and asked what was going on. We had this discussion, and there's some confusion because there was originally the intent of the support of this bill from the commissioner's office was to protect the Mesa, and it was to protect the Mesa from solar ever being able to come in and try to push the Mesa agenda again. I think we missed the mark. I think the commissioner realizes we missed the mark, and she asked for some revisions. It doesn't appear that the revision necessarily got made. So she is not, when I spoke to her, she was not in support of pushing this forward. We have, as a community, we have to do some things. So I'm the one that actually started the petition. So we have to do some things as a community to be able to amend this, to remove it from the agenda. And part of that is getting the community support to the Senator's office. This does go to Natural Resources Committee on May 3rd. And so when it goes to Natural Resources Committee on May 3rd, he needs some ammunition to say that the community is supporting that amendment.
Right.
So as a board, we can't make any decisions on.
Right.
Because we're not on the agenda. If we would have been 3 days earlier, this would probably made the agenda and we would have been fine.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted that to be discussed publicly, because that's what how I feel about it too. As a board, I think it's very important that we do have that kind of support for our community. And now it's been taken away in a different kind of way, and now we have to approach it in a different individual type approach. And everyone I talk to in our town is absolutely shocked by this and caught off guard and feel very insulted, very slapped. Like, you know, backdoor policy is what it feels like when they know how much work we put into the data on our tourism in the area and our feelings about the Mesa and the land around us. And it feels like our own politicians in town, in Clark County, are letting us down. And I understand the good parts of it. So if something can be taken out of it, that's the part that needs to be taken out. And we need to have a fair ability to argue this, because I can tell you almost everybody in this area would be standing up right now if they knew. And we hustled everybody. A lot of people are hustling out there to get the information out. And it does, and that's just mainly the point that I want to bring up. And thank you for answering the question.
I just want to bring one more point up, because this was brought up in those OHV meetings. I talked to a person who's a member of that committee, and they've been well aware of it, but not us. And that's the part that I think why we need to have this amended off, why we need to have time for that impact study, why we need the trails mapped, why we need this pulled off of that bill, because it's not fair. Nobody in this valley was aware of it. Other people were. It was brought about in meetings. It was talked about for the last, I think, year and a half, if not more. But we were not aware that after that March letter, after the things we did, that this was still on the table. And so when that map came out and we looked at the map side by side that he sent us, and it was exactly the same, nothing had been changed, it was really shocking.
There's somebody coming from behind you, Joe.
We're going to change the subject for just a minute.
Okay.
We're going to ask you to place an agenda item on for the next meeting.
Okay. State your name and.
I'm Larry Moses, M-O-S-E-S. This is Greg Winzenried, and he'll have to spell that.
W-I-N-Z-E-N-R-I-E-D, Winzenried.
I'm going to let him do most of the talking because he knows more about this. But we're going to ask you, we want to come to you as a board and present something, and hopefully at the next meeting we could agendize it and we could give you a greater explanation of it, because we're looking for local support on this with the county commission. We thought we should come to you first, okay?
Okay. Let's hear it.
So I represent a group called Aspire. We have recently achieved nonprofit status within the state of Nevada. We've also received recognition as a charitable organization with the federal government, so we are 501c3 recognized. We are striving to provide something similar, if you've heard of Opportunity Village. The county has nothing in our valley for adults with disabilities. And so we've known people, neighbors, that have moved from our valley because there isn't anything beyond age 22 after they graduate from Clark County School District. So we are seeking the use of this facility. So that would be day programs. It would include things like recreation. It would include things like job training, skills training, sheltered employment for individuals. And so we have received some money. We now have the opportunity to file for federal grants, because we'll have to get a special number for that. And we understand that Amelia is probably the proper process to go through that with Marilyn Kirkpatrick. We've talked with Marilyn. She's definitely in agreement with this thing. But this is an ideal location, because we've got the library on one side that we can utilize. We have the senior center on the other side that we can utilize for lunches. This would be a great facility. We're hoping to use this little room back here, what was planning room as like an office, and then we would use this to stage activities, indoor recreation activities like cornhole or whatever during the summer. As a parallel program to Parks and Rec, And what this would really be about would be respite care for families, you know, that need a break or need to run and do something, and their adult children can be with us. And so we're just seeking your support. We'd like to get on the agenda to make a formal presentation next time around. I think that represents about 5% of our, I work in special education, so about 5% of our valley. So between Overton, Logan, and Wildwood, that's a sizable number of people that could benefit. We already have people that are coming to us and want their help with that. So.
Okay. And we truly believe we should start with you guys. All right, that's why we we have local government, and if we can have your support, we'll come with a formal presentation if you put us on our agenda for the next meeting.
And Mr. Covington can help you with the commissioner's office. He's our liaison. So, Mr. Covington, if you don't have his card, maybe you can get that from him before you leave. And he'll deal with getting it on the agenda as well.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak?
Bryant Robison, R-O-B-I-S-O-N. 2855 North Mohawk Valley Boulevard. I'm an 89-year-old native of Mohawk Valley. I've seen over the years this power grab of Las Vegas, and that's what this is. This is nothing more than a power grab by the developers in this Las Vegas area. They're trying to develop land over there that they haven't got water for in the first place, and they're trying to take our water along with taking our land over here. They're in the process of also trying to take our water, but what they're doing is taking the land away from us that we have. It's the only area that we have in the valley for development. I appreciate what the speakers have said here before, because it's true that we just need that area. We don't need it taken away from us. We don't need it traded for land in Las Vegas, and that's what they're trying to do. That's what this whole bill is about, is to open up land for development in the city and the area of Las Vegas. And at our expense. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Suzanne Rebish, R-E-B-I-C-H, 175 Lee Avenue in Overton. My husband and I moved here about a year and a half ago from Alaska, in part because, one, it's a fantastic place to raise our son, and two, because where we live, we can ride our dirt bikes and access the trails and the recreation activity. And I completely agree with everything that's already been said in regard to the opposition of the milk veg stuff that's going on. So I'd like to see that taken off of the bill.
Everything that Erie says.
State your name.
Bernard Conrique, 570 Scott Avenue, C-O-N-R-I-Q-U-E. I want to add to of what everybody said. On top of that, I feel like it will make criminals out of people as well. Our high schoolers are out there running the trails for track, football, soccer. All those guys are out there sweating. You got the girls' track teams out there too. And if they take it away, we lose that. They have to run the streets, which could be a liability as well. They can get hurt, get hit by a car, or something like that. You know, our horseback riders, they work all day in Vegas. They come out here, they want to take a trail. You know, our ATVs, our razors, all that good stuff, we lose. And if we're out there, and I don't even know, is it going to be patrolled? Is it going to be regulated? You know, what happens if we're out there and they get caught having fun, you know, jumping around? Do they lose their stuff? What happens? Is it a site, a criminal offense? So it's basically making criminals out of, you know, our town's people just to go out and have fun. So you got those kids that are locked in. If you landlock kids, what are they going to do? They're going to go do something that we don't want to listen to that happens in Vegas. You know, you restrain people, they have nowhere to go. And that will essentially possibly create criminals. And we also would like...
Go ahead. Thank you, Bernie.
Bernie is the president of the Chamber of Commerce. And we have taken this on our mantle. It's not really something we're supposed to be apolitical. We're not supposed to really get into politics. This is not about politics. This is about the economic impact to our valley. So we'd like to respectfully request that the Town Advisory Board speak to Mary Kirkpatrick and ask her to take action, immediate action, to our senators, to our representatives in the state of Nevada, who did not call any of us and did not inform us, or I believe you,
no,
didn't take any action to get a comment period from us or do any kind of studies. We want them to take action. We want this amended from the bill immediately until that action is taken. We're respectfully requesting that.
Yes, you're good.
Mary Kay.
Well, that just made me think of when this happened last year. Besides writing to Maryland, I wrote to the various senators, Masto, Dinatitis, Horsford, never received a response. I tried to set up an appointment. And so that's the type of consideration we get from our representatives, and that's just atrocious. So again, I want to reiterate, you know, what Lori said. We need some help here, and we need our legislators to represent us, not their own interest.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't going to say anything because I'll be arrested. Excuse me. James Redding. In the back and forth discussion we've had in the last 20 minutes or so about this land grab, one word sticks in my mind, and that is that we've been led by a Judas goat. And I'm not a religious person, and the last thing in the world that I would even think would be the word Judas, and that I keep hearing in my mind right now. We're not being represented. Thank you.
Howdy, I'm Rick Houston, 515 McDonald, Overton, Nevada. Go ahead and add my name to this list of people who would like to get some representation from our legislatures. Because I've actually been on two pieces of this proposed special management area this week with my dog, so I'd like to keep it that way. So add my voice to the ones that are just want to have some representation from our government and our politicians. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I just want to introduce myself to some of you. I know the board, but I don't know many of you, but my name is William Covington. I'm the liaison for Commissioner Kirkpatrick. I do know you, Ms. Mary Kay. We are always very responsive. I can assure you that she's in agreement with you and that she's going to do everything that she can, or that she can, to you know, make sure that the amendment is not included, or so. She does support you. She works tirelessly and relentlessly to, one, try to bring economic development to Moapa. She tries everything. She tries to answer everyone's call. So I want to make sure that you know that it's not final. She's in agreement. She's in support. Her door is always open. You can contact me if there's anything that I can help with. If you can't reach her, feel free to reach out to myself. Anytime you contact Amelia or any concern is brought up to Amelia, it is addressed with us and it is brought to us. So we are here to help. She does care. So please be encouraged that, you know, she is in support and wants to do everything she can to make sure that your needs are met. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say my criticisms were not of Marilyn. I know she's been very supportive to the community, and you know, she may be on the same, you know, side of the political arena as some of these players, but she's responsive. These other individuals are not, and those were the ones I was targeting with my comments.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to note that she's very responsible. She truly cares about what happens here, and she truly does her best to try to address everyone's concerns and needs in the valley.
As a resident, I want to say I'm appreciative of all she has done.
Thank you.
Okay, I know we have some sample letters that we can send to our representatives. Could somebody tell us where we could pick up sample letters to help give us a guideline on writing and where to send them, and also where the petitions are at so we can spread the word?
I can answer on the petition site. So if you go on Facebook, there's a ton of places you can do change.org petitions on there. We're sending right around 250 signatures on that right now. Bernie's got one at Cup of Joe.
Okay.
Amethyst Inc., the Mohawk Valley Revitalization Store has one. Both of the hardware stores have one, and okay. I might be missing one or two. Anybody that would like one can get a hold of me or even Bernie, and we can get you one. Can I just make a statement real quick about?
Yes.
So this was a very short notice thing for all of us. So we have been working pretty closely with BLM, and they've been coming to us and talking to us for a while about the Logandale Trail System. And so for me, I'm in support of some changes at Logandale Trail System because we need some changes. We need some signage out there for our emergency responders and nothing else. They, as far as I'm concerned, they've deliberately hid the Mesa Mill Village section from us, so nobody even would know about this. When I got a call from the senator's office, I was actually out of town on business, and I started making some fun. I was on the phone with him for almost an hour. I made a phone call to see if we could get this on the agenda so we could vote on it. Like I said, the agenda already posted. We looked at an amendment. It had to go before the district attorney's office to see about legalities of it. But I will tell you, when that conversation was all going on, I got a phone call from Commissioner Kirkpatrick. And that phone call was to see what was going on. And I told her, to be honest with her, I couldn't go out and post everything because I didn't know exactly what was in the bill. So I needed a chance to be able to read the bill, and she asked for that same grace. She later on had the opportunity to read the bill, and she sent me a message that said that she was under the assumption that it did more harm than good, and that's where she was going with, and she couldn't support what it would do to our community. This bill, as it's written, it will be a special management area, which means the whole goal of that area is to specifically manage the one plant that exists in that area and other places on this in this community as well. The original idea was that it was a way to keep the solar from being able to come into the valley up on the mesa, and we could protect our valley and our community we love. That's not the way it came to be. The way it came to be is it's going to be right down on our valley floor and keep us from any economic development. I will tell you, I've sat in several meetings with the Commissioner on Economic Development. She is 100% on trying to figure out how we can make this valley thrive but not lose our soul in the rural community. She supports us 100%. She did tell me that she is going to, if she had to kill the bills herself, she would. So that would tell me that she's in support of this community and making sure this community has the right things the right way. We cannot, as a committee, make any votes on whether we send anything to the commissioner and ask her for a letter or anything like that. But certainly, as committee members, we can individually do that, and that's already, I know for me, that conversation's already been had with her. And then we can individually have letters that go to certain people. I will tell you, the place to fight this is not with our senators and congresspeople, because obviously they're the ones that introduced the bill. It's a mirror bill between Congress and the Senate. So it's a mirror bill the same way, it's just two different people that have proposed it. The way to get this done is going to be with getting the information so we have it by Monday so we can get it in before it goes to Natural Resources Committee so they have the ammunition they need to fight it. I know that everybody on this board, one of my concerns, and I know Commissioner Kirkpatrick, she agreed with the statement that we fought really hard. 4 years ago, we were at war with BLM, all out war, to the point where they pulled a ranger from out here because it was unsafe for him to be here. And it all came from when the Bundy incident happened and everything like that. And the statement I said is, if they do this, we're going to be right back at war with BLM again, because it's going to close access to our public lands and the ability to use it. Not only the ability to use it on ATVs, because it's basically, it's not a county maintained road, it doesn't count. But so that'll kill our OT community, which is a big economic driver right now. It's the only economic driver we really have in this community is our OHV community. but it will also stop any horseback riding, cross-country races from the high schools. So they don't want to destroy those plants, so we won't be able to have any access to those plants at all. So they'll be fenced off, and they'll kill the public. So now my economic development goes nowhere because I don't have any housing for anybody. I don't have anywhere to put housing for anybody. So the community, I would encourage you to stand up, make your voice be known, sign a petition so we have it on paper, because it's, we can talk to Lord Blue in the face and say everybody in the community supports it, but if it's not on paper, it doesn't mean anything to anybody outside this community. And so I would encourage you to make sure that that happens. And I want to thank, personally thank Will. I mean, Will got drug in the middle of this. I think the commissioner called me from Will's phone to have a conversation with me from Will's phone. So they support this community. I don't know, Commissioner Kirkpatrick does not, she's not seen this community. She keeps a pretty low profile most of the time, but she has done a lot in this community. She's the reason our kids got a livestock show a couple of years ago. And it's all those great things that she does that people don't see behind the scenes. So I would encourage you, if you have questions, if we have a concern, something like this, please reach out to the commissioner's office. Her door's open, she will call you back. She may not always agree with us. She may not always go lock, stock, and barrel exactly in line with us, but she truly listens to what we have to say and tries to do what's best for our community. So I just need to kind of get that off my chest so we can all have the same playing field, but I appreciate your time.
Yeah. All I can say is tell your neighbors, tell your relatives, get our voices out there, get everything signed and sent in plenty of time.
We just got a copy of the proposed, you know, format, so we'll have that out as soon as we can get something pulled together. And also, I want to reiterate, this is not anti-Maryland at all. Nope. We know that she's for us. We just need her to wield her power as much as she can. And we're not anti the whole bill either. We need to be very careful at it because there's some really good things that are coming for our water company, our power company. Again, I'm not a professional. I don't really understand all the ins and outs, but I know that there's some access that's been given to them that they've been asking for years. So we need to be careful and say it is only this part that we want amended out of the bill.
Right. Okay. Mary Kay?
I was just, you were asking for a sample letter. I was going to say I could put something up on the MVRP website that might give at least an outline.
Okay. Or you have it at the office.
Right.
Okay. Well, if there are no other comments, okay, come on up.
Isaac Thompson, you know my address?
Yes.
3797 Berkeley Street, Ogendale, Nevada. Good evening. My name is Isaac Thompson. For a school project, I am considering conducting a survey of residents of Logandale, Overton, and Moapa to analyze the vision that residents have of Moapa Valley. On the paper that I am giving you is the idea of questions that I have. And but before I proceed with like any of the action of the carrying out of this survey, I want to inquire of you about what your how practical it would be or how helpful it would be, because that's kind of a determining factor in doing it. And then also if you have any suggestions about the survey. I'm not asking for you for help on my homework. I'm going to do something that has practical value. I'm wondering if I could get your opinion.
Well, I think this goes hand in hand with what we're talking about right now, growth of this valley. I think it is very vital.
Well, and I'll add to this. So what you probably don't realize is that this is actually done by the county several years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago maybe at this point. There's actually a county valley-wide survey that went out. There's actually a book, I think it's still in the library, I'd have to look. I might even have a copy of it somewhere. But they went through and asked, what were the important things in this community, you know, what were recreational opportunities you'd like to see, a whole bunch of things like that that were done. And so with that, they developed a trails management plan that exists and some other things, the parks plan. So we have a lot of plans in place. So I think this would be an excellent opportunity for the commissioner's office to kind of update that, kind of get a better feel for the community. If you're going to do it, I would encourage you to do it maybe in an online format, maybe have some paper copy somewhere. Online's super easy to get to. And then share all that information with Mr. Covington and the commissioner's office to make sure she has the best interests of the community in mind, because she can see it on paper as well.
Right.
I think it's a good project.
Very good.
Do you know how often they do the survey, the county does?
Like I said, it's been a long
10,
time.
10, 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's outdated. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
So the trail, the ATV trail is over by the elementary school? So that was a result of that project. So that's how long ago it was. That trail has been in, what, 7 or 8 years, I think, probably now?
Yeah.
So it was before that. They had to go through the design of that after that. So it's probably 10 or 15 years at least. So I think this would be a positive step towards in the right direction. I'm sure the commissioner's office would really appreciate the input as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Okay. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. And this meeting is adjourned at 8:05 p.m. Thank you all for coming out.